Sarimshi asks everyone to begin with engendering the awakening mind, bodhicitta, that is, the wish to attain the perfect state of Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, in number vast as space. Towards that end, one decides to listen to, reflect upon, and meditate on the teachings.
Rinpoche nous demande à tous de faire naître tout d'abord l'esprit d'éveil, c'est-à-dire le souhait d'atteindre l'état de Bouddha afin d'établir tous les êtres, aussi nombreux que vaste est l'espace, en cet état. Et pour cela, il nous faut écouter l'enseignement, y réfléchir et méditer dessus.
So Rinpoche will tonight explain the five wisdoms in brief. There exist different explanations on this subject. Rinpoche will base his on the treasury of knowledge by Jangun Kongtro the First.
Chitang yehi nga te, chuyen yehi, melong yehi, nyamni yehi, sorto yehi, sarub yehi ta nga re.
So these wisdoms are as follows: the wisdom of Dharmadhatu, the mirror-like wisdom, the wisdom of sameness, discriminating wisdom, and all-accomplishing wisdom. Rinpoche then will give the definitions or characteristics of these five wisdoms.
So first
there is the definition of what a characteristic is. That is then the essential nature, or just the nature, or the true nature of a given phenomenon. So the essential nature of a given phenomenon is its characteristic. Then this given phenomenon is labeled or given a name, which is then literally, the Tibetan word means that which is characterized or defined. In Western philosophy, one would call it a definiendum. So if one acquires a thorough knowledge of these two aspects, of phenomena, namely their characteristics or definition, and that which is characterized in relation to that given phenomenon, that is to say then the definiendum, then since these aspects are conceptual, if one has a thorough knowledge of these aspects, it means that one will come to understand concepts or conceptual processes. So Rinpoche says, in order to facilitate an understanding of these two, namely characteristic and definiendum, he will apply these to something which is evident, an evident phenomenon. So he takes fire as an example. Hot and burning are the characteristics or the definition. Fire is then the name given to this thing, so to speak, which is hot and burning. So it's the name given to define or point out or characterize that which is hot and burning.
Yendo kap der yehi nga yeb kap su yang yehi nga yiming de chun sa re ming de njukwe tene yehi je rangi mandawa yopate tseni re
So here, in relation to the five wisdoms, then we have the specific name of each wisdom, which is then the definiendum, that which is defined or pointed out or characterized. Then we have their nature, which is then a specific nature for each wisdom, that is then the characteristic of it or its definition.
Tēnāne tāngbō chūyēn yēhī jē tsēnī kārē sēnā chūjī yēn nāmbar tāgbā chūjī yēn tē tōngbā rē nāmbar tāgbā tē chēmā mē bā, chūng mē bā rē chū tām jē jē tē yēnī nēlok ཁྱི དམ ཅེ ཅེ ནས ཚོན རོ དེ ནས ལོག སིན ཅེ མ ལོ པེ རང ཡིན ལ ཕག པ སེ So the Jew gave Salem Pakpate, Pakzor Candelis and the Demba Monsum Dutong. Nin to get Tequata do Sena, Nirangi Tequata do Sena, Demba Monsum Dutong. Ting Tequa Tempo Tardo Sena, Tungba Nijitung Monsum Dutoka, Tona, Papare. Then Dum Pakpa Chusage and Pakbana, you in Tin Sanji Machapayovari. Yuen-ten san-jian ma-jia-pan ta-ya-pa-ya-re. Ten-tun pa-pa-chu-tam-jie nye-var-jie-ve-jo. Te-yen-jik-pa-tam-jie-jie-dang-ni-du-jur-pa. Te-yen-jik-pa-tang-san-jie-ni-tun-ta-jik-pa-re. Te-yen-jik-pa-am-san-jie-tam-jie-jie-dang-ni-du-jur-pa. Dang-ni-du-jur-pa-te- Tā chūyīn yīhī jīn cīnyī rē. Vāyā.
So first comes the definition of the wisdom of Dharmadhatu. The text says that the perfect Dharmadhatu is the unmistaken true nature of all phenomena, that is to say their suchness. Then perfect, Rinpoche says, is synonymous with free from stains, free from faults or defects. Dharmadhatu is synonymous with emptiness, and it is then the unmistaken nature of all phenomena, the unmistaken true nature of all phenomena, their suchness. It is then also the cause for the arisal of all qualities of those that are elevated. And it is the nature of all Tathagatas or Buddhas. With respect to those that are elevated, that refers to those that, so to speak, are on a higher level than ordinary beings. So they are elevated in comparison to ordinary beings. In terms of the Shravaka and Pratyeka Buddha paths, then that means a direct realization of the truth. In terms of the Mahayana or Great Vehicle, it means a direct realization of emptiness. Then this wisdom of Dharmadhatu is the cause for the arising of all qualities of these elevated or noble beings. These qualities were those mentioned, and others. Rinpoche says these qualities are innumerable and inconceivable.
Tandi kapsan tseni je parin tseni te duna, dor duna. Chu tamche che yang ma mikpa.
Well, that's then a very detailed definition of this wisdom of Dharmadhatu. A brief definition would be that it refers to that all phenomena are non-conceptual, the non-conceptual nature of all phenomena.
Tena dorna chu tamje je ne lok te truben ta da trabe tongba ni re truba da trabe tongba ni te mekpa me pa mek pe truba tamje ne bar ke bacha ni tene chu yin che
tongi mi pa
re re
so this amounts to that the true nature of all phenomena is emptiness free from mental fabrications. This emptiness is then, it's not possible to conceptualize this emptiness in any way, since it is beyond mental fabrications. The non-conceptual part then refers back to emptiness. That's a quality of emptiness.
Then I ye rare, then I ye ni, then I ye long jury sambe, then it tamar penam token zimbachi rava, then double an iron zimbasing. I ye zimba mepe goni, yorn tada du tado, yorn tada sijite, kunzo tan, tundan je dupe, yorn tada, chun tada, du tado.
Then there is the definition of mirror-like wisdom, which is as follows: my enemy, my friend, my possessions, and so forth. So this wisdom is free from that. So it is knowledge free from possessiveness, and it at all times or always, through this wisdom, objects of both the relative truth and absolute truth are known as clear as the reflection in a mirror. Then always, Rinpoche says, refers to that it's not the case that one at times clearly has a clear knowledge of these objects. There is a continuity. One is always, or the person possessing such wisdom then, is always, at all times, has a clear knowledge of all phenomena, whether relative or absolute. That is then the detailed definition of the mirror-like wisdom. The brief is as follows. This wisdom is then defined as clarity free from concepts. So even though phenomena appear clearly to the perceiver, they are not conceptualized.
Tandela Tsini Tsini Jikiba Luxor Sena Chapa Godje Seva Jitaya Yere, the Jik Tinayavodo. The Tung Tong Titing Nitsiki.
Kangi Ting
Salatogam Salat
Nini da Chani Vala.
Rere
Chani Suna.
sala tokpa mepa yina chenye rengpo di tengne tse kwa ni hira thukri ta tong tong di tengne chena sala tokpa mepa yina melon yihi yinpe chap melon yihi yina sala tokpa mepa yinpe chap te yin chanyam
so in the teachings of logic there is what is called the eight implications which are used then during the teachings of logic. So Rinpoche will then apply these to this short definition of the mirror-like wisdom. These eight are then divided into two pairs. The first pair is then as follows. That which appears clearly free from thoughts is then the mirror-like wisdom. The mirror-like wisdom is that which is which appears clearly free from concepts.
Dans la logique.
Tenez, ta main qui a mis te salle topa mais pas main non. Melon ici main bichap. Melon ici main non salle topa mais pas main bichap.
Then we have salatokpa maina.
Salatokpa meba maina. Melon ichi maina bicha.
Melon ichi maina.
Salatokpa meba maina. Melon ichi maina bicha. Melon ichi maina. Salatokpa meba maina bicha.
So that which appears clearly, but is conceptualized, is not mirror-like wisdom. Mirror-like wisdom. Melon papuyeche maina.
Salatoba meba maina, melon hi maina becha. Melon hi maina, salatoba meba maina becha. Te paach or jorba.
That which is not the mirror-like wisdom is then that which even though appearing clearly, is conceptualized.
La
sagesse.
You just change their places.
C'est-à-dire que ce sont les deux propositions. Claire?
Ta yo chanyanire. Sala tokpa meba yuna, melon hi yebecha. Melon hi yuna, sala tokpa meba yebecha. Ote no.
Sala tokpa yeba.
Sala tokpa meba yuna, melon hi yebecha. Melon hi yuna, sala tokpa meba yebecha.
So if objects that appear clearly are not conceptualized, if that is present, then there is mirror-like wisdom. And mirror-like wisdom is present where phenomena that appear clearly are not conceptualized. The last pair is from the point of view of what is present. The pair you had before is from the point of view of what is not present. So each pair has a specific
quality.
Yeah, quality. You see?
Oui.
Tene sala topa meba mena melon ichi mebe cha. Melon ichi mena sala topa meba mebe cha. Me chani.
Me chani.
Me chanyam zo. Chanyam ba.
Oh, tanda dumpa kepa nirve.
Re re. Me chanyam ni dhiri sama.
Sala tokpa mepa mena.
Sala tokpa mepa mena melon ichi mebe cha. Melon ichi mena sala tokpa mepa mebe cha.
So then we have the next, which is that if phenomena that appear clearly Well, phenomena appearing clearly are not conceptualized. That's the definition first. Maybe it's easier to say it like that. That's the definition. If that is not present, i.e. that clearly appearing phenomena are not conceptualized, then there is no mirror-like wisdom present. If there is no mirror-like wisdom present, phenomena that appear clearly without being conceptualized, well, that non-conceptual state then would not be present either.
Donc si la
chapa go je te tseni je rekpa rekpa da jar te tene pecha lob jong se pa kap so chapa go je de tse go gre te guba chen bo yore
tene guba kare ne
ha
guba ri sum na
guba te e guba te de karas karo de glass de la melon hi yere besene yo mare karre sene sala to pa me bayo
mhm
ota ten da ten
de ha ko beche to
re re ten sa
ko so then someone studying logic then learns these eight implications and then uses them in order to further his or her understanding of phenomena. For example, this glass in front of Rinpoche, if someone says then or asks, is mirror-like wisdom present, then the answer would be no, since this glass is not a non-conceptual phenomenon appearing clearly for the person that is asking then. Then, in order to further, that is just then an example of the need or reason for using these eight implications, namely to further practitioners or students' understanding of phenomena. During a debate or when there is a session of questions and answers, then these eight implications are very useful in order to clarify whatever is to be clarified at that moment. Then we have, they are then divided into pairs, so we have four pairs. These pairs then are very good to apply during debate and in sessions of questions and answers, Rinpoche says.
Ta sumba nyamni ikhir. Nyamni ikhir jinsini karrasana. Loblam do. Loblam ki patte lam nga inani sanje jisa de malab lamre yenda loblamre. Tekba chenpa logiya yana. Ta loblam do dagi nyamba nido gomba komikhen takpa le. Loba lanje kapso tene tekba chenpa lola nyamba ni gom goyo raba. Dagi nyamba nido gomba tene komikhen takpa le. Dagi nje namdo gandzenpa takpa le. Sikyore. Menebe nyande toba na. Sigi nila menebe. Menebe nyande de sanje re. Sanje toba na. Sigi nyamba nido chenpa. Sige sanje je komba to undu sipa de kyaba nyamba ni de chenpa re. Sige nyam ni de chenpa chenpa je to yungu yore. Sige nyam ni de chenpa chenpa de la nyam ni ishi se. Di ming la nyam ni ishi se gire yun suen sa re.
So we have the definition of the wisdom of sameness, which is as follows. Then during the path of training, then in the context of the Mahayana tradition or the great vehicle, one meditates on sameness or equality. So during the path of training, one familiarizes oneself or habituates oneself to view oneself and others as being same or equal, resulting in purification of such duality or dualistic concepts, which in turn then results in the attainment of non-abiding nirvana, which is synonymous with Buddhahood, at which point existence and peace, that is samsara and nirvana, are realized to be the same or equal.
Te nyamni ikhi jin tsini dupa, sena, sikhi nyamba nyitin chenpa, tsini tindigra. Sikhi nyamba nyitin chenpa, nyamni ikhi jin tsini. Sikhi nyamba nyitin chenpa, ina nyamni ikhi inbe chap. Nyamni ikhi ina sikhi nyamni nyamba nyitin chenpa ina chenpa.
Te tsu
trinama
sarangishu. Oh. Kya
pa gurya dupa na. Tsu rinishin tu trinama. Te tarin nimo lao su. Karse.
Te
kaya Mata de Ganga Lago Mado. Seeking Yamba need in chamber, Yamni is in it. Seeking Yamba Duba Senna, seeking Yamba need in chamber de Senire, Yamni in Sensare.
So the short definition of the wisdom of sameness would be that. It is the realization or knowledge of existence and peace, which is samsara and nirvana, as equal or same. That's the definition or characteristics of that which is defined or characterized, namely the wisdom of sameness.
Sikhi nyam nyitin chenpa sikhi de karla sanang kondey nyamba nyitin chenpa. Tang sikhire, kondey nyam nyitin chenpa tela meng kar sikhire sanang tene nyam nyitin sikhire.
So in brief, wisdom of sameness is then the knowledge of existence and peace, the realization of these as same or equal, the knowledge of this as same and equal, that is the knowledge of samsara and nirvana as being same and equal. That knowledge then is the wisdom of sameness.
Ta yeba sorto ikire. Sorto ikije tsini karresana che nyebe. Che nyeba te kunzo bichuna. Chenyeba kunzob pe hiza. Kunzob di hiza tela rancin tan kintin yore. Kunzob pe hiza rancin tan kintin rangan tini tan kiyin tini mantorwa, mandiba, sosorin jijen. Sosorin jijen tokpam, sosor tokpun chenpa jiksan jil yore. Te mein lan, tini soto.
Then follows the definition of discriminating wisdom, which is as follows. It is then the ability to unmistakably discriminate and realize the specific and general character of the variety of objects of knowledge. The variety of objects of knowledge then refer to relative phenomena.
Dikabje ranzin tan chinsin te to seje to kale khabu yure karanchi mure.
There are the specific and general characters of phenomena. An understanding of these aspects is very important, but also difficult to develop. We have these flowers in front of us that are then perceived by the visual consciousness clearly. That is then related to the specific character. Then everybody has a general idea of what flowers is, a conceptual idea or image That is then the general character.
La caractéristique soit des fleurs, pas une fleur. Sa caractéristique propre va être ce que l'on perçoit, ce que la conscience visuelle perçoit de la fleur et qui lui appartient. Et la caractéristique
Pena meto karpota marpota serpo la sobanam soso soso rana soso ne dire derwa me ba soso ne dire king mare ina ya namdo ngo la meto sedu kik lo la kya go yere meto karser marjan so soso ranchin mandipa mandir ba ne ba tela ranchin sigre namdo ngo la meto sedu kanga kik
So, we have different types of flowers. We have red flowers, white flowers, yellow flowers, and so forth. These are all distinct flowers or things. They are not one thing taken together. So that is then their, well, the specific character, which is non-conceptual. Then we have the conceptual idea of flowers, which is a general idea or image of flowers. That is then the general character, and that is conceptual.
That is the answer to the question.
So there are many divisions regarding these two, namely the specific character and the general character. Then in the case of a Buddha that possesses discriminating wisdom, the Buddha then clearly sees these two or realizes, has clearly seen or realized these two characters, the specific and general. They appear distinctly. The Buddha is then able to clearly discriminate or distinguish these characters.
Il existe plusieurs...
Ta sorto yegi jinsenye ndor dona ko lavo zona kunzob je chue na so so kunzob je chue na so so Sosor tokpa kembal tela, tene soto ikise.
The brief definition of this wisdom is then it is this, the ability to discriminate all phenomena, all relative phenomena.
Tene ya tse kake de la joktor yore chujin maale pa ngon som do to pa soto ishi yang sikare chujin maale pa ngon som do to
maale pa
chujin sikaro chujin maale pa
lama me pa
tuenda chikpa re tari teta Chujin se jute kunzob raba, kunzob chujin. Re, tanda chikpa re. Ena chik kaka re. Chujin maali pa ngon som tokpa, soto ishi yang se re. Chujin maali pa ngon som tokpa, soto ishi. Kunzob ju chuna ngon som tokpa, soto ishi. Tanda chikpa re.
Another definition is that discriminating wisdom is the direct realization of all relative phenomena without exception.
Tanga ba sadobi kire sadobi kijin seni tablan ke ba nambaro ba na chope tamke je nambaro na chope semjin je don ro ban che ba chen ba tamke je nambaro na chope semjin je don ro ba chorin chen ba chen ba ji sanje le ba re tela men sadobi kise
Then there is the definition of all accomplishing wisdom, which is as follows. It is a variety of skillful means by which the benefit for sentient beings is accomplished.
Sanje je Tekpa Rampa Som Tang Go La Sobe Tene Chu Tekpa Mangpo Songwa Te Sadrop Yehi Nga Wala Teng Te Tene Simchin Che Khan Tang Tung Pe Tene
Sangji
Sadrop Yehi Ti Nga Wala Teng Te Nga Wala Te Yueba Tekpa
Sangji La Yueba
Sangji La Sadrop Yehi Nga Wala Yueba Denba Tanda Yueba Tell Sadu eating our Latin, eh? No, sit you to your bucket. Amagona. Your palatin, eh? Tene? Take part and bambo songs ever. Carrers and the same jing can de chigla, two can de chick paint over your kanga, chingo your. Nin to Jerry Kinla, Nin to Jetepa, Ranger Jerry Kinla, Ranger Jetepa. Tene take part chamber, Jinla, take part chamber. Tene one bore of the Dorje take part somewhere. ते साधु ये ही नवा में ये बाल तेंदे ते ते को ना सोगा सोमरे।
So the Buddha then possessed all accomplishing wisdom. Therefore, then he taught in different ways. There is a presentation or of three paths, another of nine paths, and so forth. These teachings then all arose due to the all-accomplishing wisdom of the Buddha. So for those that were attracted to, well, beings then are of different attitudes, have different mental attitudes. Therefore then the Buddha taught different paths. So those that were inclined in a specific way to those, he gave the teachings of the Shravaka path. Then we have those that were inclined or are inclined towards another type of teaching, those of the Pratyeka Buddha path. Then we have the Mahayana, and for those of superior faculties, he gave the teachings of the Vajrayana. All those teachings then were given, so to speak, out of the all-accomplishing wisdom.
Ta teya ko devu zhe na, sem jin je mu pa dan tun pe chu song chol la hien deng ke pe chen pa jere te le sadu vi shi. Men le sadu vi shi.
In brief then?
Te le men ki gogun do, men ki mien dek samar.
There is this all-accomplishing wisdom, because of which then the Buddha knew the different mental attitudes or aptitudes of sentient beings, and he, as a consequence of that, gave teachings in accordance with these attitudes. That is then, in brief, due to the all-accomplishing wisdom. So that was then a brief explanation of the five wisdoms.
Tene chiranzo o chiran namba treba yuna nang 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 nang.
So
tere ngi yiki nga da te kasa nima kashi treba chiyo yu marwa. Kaba ni na.
So then you can ask questions now on related to the teaching tonight or the teachings which you have been given.
Si vous avez des questions à poser.
Hassan dit, c'est Meshi, sans pas la soupe, son son. Il est, c'est Meshi, da, quand, da, gay, pas d'entre, shingimes, t'es son ronan.
Tsemi yete chetan samba tsemi ninje tsemi gawa tsemi tanyun tse me patan yere.
Well, the four immeasurables are the following ones: love, compassion, joy or sympathy. It's also called or translated as sympathetic joy at times. The fourth is then equanimity.
Samba sijit karasana semchin tamche deva tang deva jodan cheba yana simjin tamje deva dang denban de besem de la sambasigre.
So love is then an attitude or a wish that beings may be happy.
Dene simjin tamje donga dang traban de be sem de la ningisigre.
Well, then there is the wish that beings may be free from suffering. That is then compassion.
Then gaba te simchi deva tang denba le me de te deva tang mandarban te be simre.
Then we have joy or sympathetic joy, which means that one focuses upon this wish, namely the wish that beings may be happy. The mandarba kan du song song.
Deva manyamba, deva tang mandarva.
In addition to which there is
tenda semchi deva tang denba le me ne tela sem gao.
The wish that this happiness will not disappear or deteriorate.
Tene dravo le hedang tang hedang meba se ni le hinja meba se hinja meba te ni ka le ni ge ji ne ba.
So, with respect to this third, then, one, so to speak, takes joy in the happiness of others. So then we have the fourth, which is equanimity, which amounts to that one should not, one should have equal compassion for enemies and friends. One shouldn't feel hatred or aversion towards enemies and attachment towards friends. Or relatives, there should be an equal compassion towards both.
Teyang ta samba nyingi gawatanyun teso gomde tse chikdo gomba kapso semchin tse meban ta yepa mwensum dun tongwa tabi sanang yungu yure. Ti kapso tani samba tsemi, nyingi tsemi, gawa tsemi, tanyun tsemi zikri.
Then when there is one pointed meditation of these four, love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. At that point, clarity in one's meditation will arise, which with respect to this practice means that all innumerable sentient beings will appear, so to speak, clearly to one. There will be a clear vision of these. At that point, then, these four have become immeasurable. So clarity in the practice of these four, then at that point, they are termed the four immeasurables.
Then there's something that we can manage to do with Samba, Ninja, Gavatanyo, and the Gona Yang, Simchin, Tseme, but we can do it with Sanang Yung. That's something ye nguye dropa yino, tene something ye nguye dropa e, tene sanju kanzati, samba nyingi gawa, tsemi samba nyingi gawa tanyo yebo kanon di gomba yino, pene nyingi rawo di gomba yino, tene se simjin tse meba nguye sumdo tongwa tabu sanang yungu yore.
So before one has attained or realized the four concentrations, such clarity will not occur. Having accomplished these four concentrations, then there will be clarity in the meditation or the practice of meditation, at which point these four, love, compassion, joy, and equanimity, become immeasurable.
Jumtsin ti se nang tanda samtin jingui ki rupa te kar chenpo re, tsemi ye yang samtin jingui ki ti latin go re.
Therefore, it's very important to accomplish these four concentrations, since they are the support for the four immeasurables.
Begin the tene, Sangak Yedam Jala Gomna Yan Sandi Jingwiki Domna, tene Lata Jingotaza Hira Sarpoyong.
Similarly, in the case of someone practicing imagining or visualizing mandalas and the associated deities, if that person then has accomplished the four concentrations, it means that there will be great clarity in the meditation. So therefore, it's very good for those that are interested in practices of the Vajrayana to do the preparatory practices such as calm abiding.
Teda laso. Oh yeah. Naring. Something here. Duhi may be new jokes, get a gin duhi tan nam to tamchen kakpachi yo servo. Mare, duhi may be new joke, there's something yipping with your tongue do. Then tam kepa majona, then duhi may be new jokes. Get a gin duhi nam to tamchen gand over it. Then raw. Something Gogba Nyomjuk Sejete Tene Nyomo Dunga Dang Travare Nyomo Dunga Da Travare Tene Ying Lanjubare Ten Papa Mato Mevare Gogba Nyomjuk Gogba Nyomjuk Papa Mato Yomare Go Sejete Nyomo Dunga Dang Travare Nyomo Dunga Da Travare Tene Chuji Ying Lanjubare Chuji Ying Lanjubare Yeah.
So,
Takoran Travare.
Well, the question was about the two absorptions mentioned yesterday. The absorption, one of them being, well, apart from the four concentrations and the four absorptions, two other absorptions were mentioned. The one free from discrimination, and the other being the absorption of cessation. So the question is, what are these? The absorption free from discrimination occur or arise independence upon the attainment of the fourth actual concentration. At this point, if one isn't skillful in the practice or meditation, that will result in a state of no discrimination. That is that the practitioner, or that God, since we are in the God realms, is not able to discriminate between virtue, unvirtue, and so forth. So it's in fact a fault. This absorption is not something positive. And it's said that there is a realm, or a God realm, a specific one, apart from the others, in which beings then rest in this absorption, where there is no discrimination. Then we have the absorption of cessation, which is something different. Only elevated or noble beings attain that level, and it refers to the cessation of disturbing emotions and suffering.
Tene tanda ngopa nyomjok te something yet a zume de nyomjok yet de jeje nani siti sarta topate siti siti nyomjok ngoy gele tinte ngopa nyomjok te togu yera tangpo toyate.
So the absorption of cessation is attained in dependence upon the realization of the fourth absorption of the realm of no form, called peak of the existence or the pinnacle of existence.
Oui, t'es là. Peux-tu
expliquer un petit peu plus quelle est la cause de l'erreur qui mène à ce manque de discrimination?
Du jamais pe nyomjuk gigyu karina.
Jo te ta samtin jingui ge, samtin jingui ge ndoba raba. Samtin jingui ge te ndoba kaps. Ah, samtin yeba ngui ge ndoba re. Te la te sa je sem sarcha me bandawo. To se tingin zina. Chung hyo bandawo ke cha chere.
Well, as was said, it this absorption develops in dependence upon the realization of the fourth actual concentration. When the fourth concentration then has been attained, then there is, so to speak, a defect in the meditation. A defect arises, a fault. So it's the practitioner that is not skillful enough to avoid this mistake, which results in absorption free from discrimination. Well, it becomes faulty.
Dor dana samdin yeba ngui gen rop de ne cha che gen sar cha chungwa jen je tenen duhi tsoba tam jen gan ro yor.
So at this point then, when this mistake occur, well, the mistake occur because there is not any clarity in the meditation. The practitioner then is very attached to the abiding aspect of meditation, and due to that, clarity is not present.
Sanju Sampatavina, the same thing Jeton, Rotoga Marva, then Ravola Gong de Junjin the Hibare Mado, Jetan do he get again to Hikaya Mevre, Donga Kaya Mevro.
So then, when someone comes to abide in this absorption, the result is that such a person, if it, for example, was a Bodhisattva, that Bodhisattva would not be able to accomplish the benefit for sentient beings. So it's from that point of view, this absorption is spoken of as faulty or defectuous in itself. While resting within this absorption, there is no experience of suffering, for example. So it's from the point of view that one is not able to accomplish the benefit for others, that this meditation is faulty or defectious. Mm-hmm. Absorption, I'm sorry.
Oui, si on dit que réaliser l'état de Bouddha, c'est réaliser les cinq sagesses, j'aimerais savoir comment s'articulent ces cinq sagesses. Par exemple, j'aimerais savoir si comment peut se manifester la sagesse semblable à un miroir et en même temps la sagesse discriminante.
How they can appear together?
How the articulation and how they appear?
It manifests. Yeah. Yeshinga. Ginang neda. Nila peshana. Melon tabu yeshe dang. So tope yeshe ni. Du chikla shar tugi orve tango. Tugna kanje sha tugindu. Yambu.
Re. Tu chegla re. Tu chegla char to go yores. Ina yang
sha tu begyumtsin.
A.
Sha tu begyumtsin.
Sai char to begyumtsin sanje jin chen ba yin bese. Eating a duty the heart of the in Chamber and Tarsimba. The girl and the game and Nam Dots on my inbound Sanjay in Chamber.
So these wisdoms can appear simultaneously because they are the wisdoms of a Buddha, not an ordinary mundane knowledge, an ordinary mundane conceptual knowledge.
Okay.
So, the five wisdoms of a Buddha can appear simultaneously.
The
five wisdoms of the Buddha can appear simultaneously or manifest simultaneously since the knowledge or wisdom of a Buddha is extremely clear. It's not an ordinary, confused, dark state of mind. If you have an immaculate ball of crystal and five pieces of cloth in five different colors, then these colors will be clearly reflected in the crystal. That is then an example which illustrates the extreme clarity of the wisdom of the Buddha.
Ona sanje jin chenba de se hin do sarbo yo be jum sin kar ra sa no sanje jin chenba hin do sarbo yo de nyum mon be drapa de he is a drapa dhamma pa kya de che pa ta bu se
so the reflection of these colors then in the crystal is an example of that the five wisdoms of the Buddha can appear simultaneously. The reason for why there is this extreme clarity in the mind of a Buddha is that a Buddha is free from the obscuration of disturbing emotions and the obscuration pertaining to objects of knowledge, along with all mental patterns or habitual tendencies, since there is these have been eliminated, there is an extreme clarity.
Somebody, the